Ghost Ship Radio Network.
Sail onward.
Banterbox Radio. In space, no one can hear you scream.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Banterbox Radio. This is episode 111 for this May the 9th, 2017. My name is Thomas Towson, the guy who's going to be talking in just 1 second. His name is Dan Knight. And go.
And that's mine.
Yep.
It's my turn now and I'm talking. And here I am and I'm making the speaks from the mouthies.
From the reeks.
That's right. I did it. We did it.
Yep. Show's over. So we are we do the thing here, and we are back again this week to do the same thing that we did the previous week and all the weeks prior.
Yes, until the when we didn't do it, but there was a period of time where it was not happening.
Yeah,
no, huh? When what we do every week was not because it didn't exist.
Was there eventually there was once a time where it wasn't?
The time before the banter.
Oh, the before times. The dark days.
The dark days.
So yeah, we do a thing here, and you listen to it, I guess. And what is it that we do?
Are you asking me or the audience?
Well, let's ask the audience first.
Okay. What is it that we do?
Live studio audience. Audience, please chime in.
And we really need to get people in here for that part.
Dan, what do we do? Why are we here?
Well, you know what we do is we go and we get news.
Mm, nudes.
We get nudes and we share them. And then when that doesn't go as planned, we get news.
Yeah.
And we share that. And that's usually a little bit better, reciprocated.
Mm.
Back to us.
We find the nudes and we try to share it with our friends and family.
And they, you know...
They critique us.
They put it on their little fridges.
Yeah.
You get the little 5x8s.
Yep.
And then they put it on the fridge.
And one of those like Sears picks where it's like really blown up and there's like multiple pictures sort of that's with right. low opacity and different angles.
I like the sepia for the nudes mm-hmm. myself.
It accentuates the dong.
Yeah. It gives it a more serious approach.
It does. It's, you know, like a classy Western picture or something. You put a little cowboy hat on it.
Ooh, he's looking for outlaws.
Ooh-wee.
Anyway, we find news, and then it's usually news that's not,
good?
Popular.
Oh.
Good is one of the adjectives you could use. It's usually news that's, it's got some stank on it?
Yeah. It's news with the stank. You know, like when you leave a bologna sandwich with extra mayo out in the summer sun, and you leave it there for a week.
That's never happened.
This show is like coming back after a week and eating that bologna sandwich. You just get a gross taste in your mouth.
Oh, that's just putrid.
It's your mouth full of old stinky egg oil. egg paste.
No more.
That's what this show's all about. It's all about
really
egg paste.
Selling it. Yeah. People loving that idea.
Yeah, but we find the weirdest news we can each week, and then we scream it at you.
Yes,
at the top of our lungs.
We scream it. I don't really feel like that's the volume in which we.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna for my articles this week. I think I'm going to scream them. So
okay,
be prepared. Also, be prepared this episode for one random robble robble.
It went over so well before.
No, I'm just kidding. Or am I? I did get some feedback that it put people on edge. We have people tense waiting for the robble. The sweet seductive robble.
And if there were any more robbles.
You never know.
Coming down the line.
Let me just tell you this. If you continue to listen to the show, and I sure hope you do, there will be surprises throughout. And maybe every once in a while, when I feel like it, I'm going to throw an extra robble in there.
Okay? And you won't get a warning.
You'll never know. There might be one this episode. There might not. You'll never know until it's too late.
That's fair.
You can't come back from a robbling like that.
From a phantom robble.
We're going to get into the news very shortly, though.
Good.
But before we do, there's a national holiday today, yes?
Okay.
It's a good one. It's a good one.
It's a good
one. It's one that we all celebrate each year.
I don't believe it.
We do. We do. We really do. And it's held as a memorial service to remember our lost comrades who have fought bravely in the line of duty.
This is quite a setup.
Yeah, it's National Lost Sock Memorial Day.
Oh no.
The brave part of the Brave Sock Wars. We had
the Brave Sock Wars, yeah. There's so many wars, you know, that go unknown.
Unnoticed. Yeah.
Unnoticed, yeah, by the major populace, mostly because we make them up. We don't make them up.
We
they
don't.
Exist in our minds.
That's right. The Nutty Fudge Wars are very serious.
It's very serious. There is a placard. It was yet to be made.
I got a purple heart and everything.
Yeah. What did you do exactly in the Nutty Fudge Wars?
I was an accountant.
Wow.
Yeah, you gotta keep the books, all right? Ben bullets ain't gonna bull themselves.
And they give purple hearts to accountants.
Yes.
Oh.
I got...
For this one.
I got a real bad paper cut.
Line of duty.
But yeah, today, remember lost socks. Who knows where they go? Some people theorize that there are washing machine goblins.
Yes.
That steal your socks. I think that may be true.
I think that's 100% true. In fact, I'm going to go one up from that and say that I've seen them.
Oh my God. What?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Tell me more.
Like,
did you get very far?
I got with the goblin
very
far.
Did you go all the way with the goblin?
We went all the way.
Right into a sock.
Into a sock, and then we made love in it. And then,
ooh.
And then it got crispy.
Oh, gross. How romantic. Gross and romantic.
But I don't kiss and tell, so that's...
Okay, that's...
I just talk about the lovemaking,
not the kissing.
Not the kissing. That's yucky part.
Yeah, that's a little too adult.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get into the news, Daniel.
Is that a question?
You've come prepared with a fine selection.
I did, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Yes, thank you. Great.
Yes. Big tip.
Mm-hmm, great. You can go ahead and start... Whenever you're ready.
A man in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, is regretting his decisions this week, as his plan to scare away possums has led to some rather dire circumstances. Being plagued with the possums as of late, the man decided to burn a pile of dried leaves in his yard in hopes that the smoke would scare away the marsupials.
Plagued with possums would make a great album name.
Yeah. Mm. Right next to Absconded by Goblins.
Which we just talked about, Goblins.
We did.
Yeah. And how that word doesn't actually make sense in that
absconded
phrase.
By. Yeah, yeah. It's true.
Because
it's a, yeah, with,
yeah.
More or less. But anyway, what the man did not take into account when he started this fire was that his house, which was nearby to the fire, was made entirely out of wood.
Some mysteries go unsolved.
It's true.
We'll never know. Now it happened.
That's why we have Robert Stagg.
Oh, tell me about Robert Stagg.
Rest in peace.
Oh no.
Ripping pepperonis.
Oh, he's ripping those pepperonis.
That's true. He sure is.
He's ripping pepperonis up in heaven.
He's solving those mysteries up there. firefighters were soon called to the location of a 4-alarm house fire, which all but destroyed his home.
Oh. All but destroyed. So it's not destroyed.
You know, there's probably, you know, bits and pieces of it here or there.
Charred remnants. I got
That's
you.
True. The man was living with his wife and child, all of whom are safe, but the fire itself has condemned the building and caused $50,000 worth of damages.
That's a few dollars.
That's a few dollary dues. The man said he also had a problem with bees.
I'm sorry, what? So, caught me off guard.
Yeah, so there's at the very end, no word yet as to how he plans to destroy his property to deal with them.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine the conversation with firefighters? Like, Well,
anything else you want to tell me?
House burned down, but I do want to let you know that I don't like bees very much also.
We have a bit of a bee problem on this property. I was thinking about just letting sulfuric acid out, and, like just throwing it into the air. Mm. Is that something you would suggest?
It's one way. It's one way. Maybe put it in like one of those salad spritzer bottles.
Oh, there you go.
Put some sulfuric acid in there and just spray.
It may melt the bottle, but I don't know. But that's it. That's all I had. Just a man with a plan, and it went poorly.
That's how a lot of these stories go.
It's a man, and he has a plan, and his name is Dan.
Is it?
In 100% of these circumstances, his name is always Dan.
Oh, wow.
And
wow.
He's the man with the plan.
Oh, okay, cool.
So you learn something new every day.
Yeah, I've learned a lot. Dan, do you like pancakes?
They're all right.
Do you like waffles?
Yeah, they're better.
Yeah, waffles are great. Do you like potato waffles?
No, that's disgusting sounding.
Yeah. Well, it's like potato pancakes, but in waffle shape.
Okay, yeah, I guess so.
People in Australia are panic buying potato waffles in a frantic bid to stock up. The mayhem follows an announcement by Birdseye, which said it would be pulling the product from shelves in Australia and New Zealand. There have been no shipments of the frozen foodstuff to the Southern Hemisphere since the end of April.
Oh my God.
I know, there's a potato waffle shortage.
A potato famine.
Oh, in Idaho. though popular across the UK and Ireland, it appears that Irish waffle enthusiasts have been particularly upset by the news. So they're upset that they're discontinuing the line as well.
Yeah.
One woman, Tizzy Hall, originally from Dublin, went out and bought... All right, you ready for this? You got your big boy pants on?
No.
Because you're going to be crapping them. She bought 1,300 boxes of Birdseye potato waffles after hearing of the plans.
Why?
1,300 boxes.
How much did that set her back?
Oh, let me tell you, it would have cost Tizzy just under $1,000.
Oh.
So they're also pretty cheap, I guess. Less than a dollar a box.
Yeah.
But $1,000, I mean, converted to pounds is whatever. $7.50, somewhere around there. Yeah.
Still disgusting.
$1,000 worth of potato waffles. Tizzy was joined by countless others in her dismay when a report surfaced of waffles at an IGA supermarket in Brisbane. Many rushed to snap up the remaining boxes, with many buying over 100 boxes each.
What is wrong with these people?
It's like the Twinkie famine. Remember that? The Twinkie shortage where they were like, oh, we're done with Twinkies. And then two months later, it got picked back up.
Yeah.
But people spent ridiculous amounts of money on Twinkies.
And then they look like real fools.
Yeah.
Because Hostess was like, oh, just kidding.
Yeah, they've got lots of Twinkies now. So, I mean, they got that going for them.
They got all them Twinkies.
You know, Twinkies are one of those terrible junk foods that both taste disgusting and delicious simultaneously.
I think they just taste disgusting.
They make a good, like poor man's or just like... quick and dirty strawberry shortcake. Just line the bottom with Twinkies and then cover it with strawberry compote.
I guess, yeah.
But I don't hate Twinkies. I don't love them.
Mm-hmm.
They're gross, but also I like them.
The cream filling on the inside is just awful.
Yeah,
it's rich.
Weird. It is. It
I
is.
I can't stand it.
But I don't hate it, but I don't love it. I don't know how to describe it. It's just, it exists and I eat it. I don't.
On occasion.
I haven't had one in probably over 10 years.
Keep it that way.
I don't remember the last time I ate a Twinkie.
Your life is better for it.
Yeah. Huh. Probably. Yeah.
Twinkies are terrible.
That may be true. but if you like the potato waffles, they're going away. If you like those Birdseye potato waffles, they're going away. Oh, and you better go buy thousands.
I better. I've never had one.
I've never seen one. I don't think they're a U.S. thing.
No, it's definitely not.
No.
I mean, we get the latkes, but we don't have...
I like potato pancakes quite a bit. So yeah, potato waffles actually seem to make sense. They'd be extra crispy, you know, in different fun shape.
Yeah.
I guess it'd be the same sort of thing.
I guess.
I don't know. Anyway, moving on.
The new latest and greatest technological marvel is upon us. I know I say this quite often.
Each week, usually, yeah.
I'd say, hey, you know what? I got some gadget, and you gotta wrap your...
There was an eye condom. Yeah, that was... That was one.
Oh, yeah, the eye. Yeah.
They gave you stats.
They gave you stats. That's a thing that exists.
And pizza shoes.
This one guarantees to make the brain stains in your head pants.
What?
Yeah, I think you're the brain stains.
Oh. Wait, why didn't you say that the first time?
Now that you've said it twice,
it all makes sense.
Now currently being crowdfunded on Indiegogo is...
Oh, good. Where all good products are funded. When you can't even get funded on Kickstarter.
That's right.
You go to discount store Kickstarter.
It's the device everyone needs in their home. The banana phone.
Oh, man. Yeah. Turns out the internet cartoon of yore was a prophecy.
Yeah, the Raffy song.
Yeah.
The banana phone is everything you want in a banana and more. And not everything you want in a phone, really.
I don't want either of those things, so you're going to have to try to sell me on it now.
I don't have to do anything.
Because here's the thing. Phones are useful, right? Yep. I get it. But bananas are garbage for it.
If only they could make it into a Twinkie phone for you.
I still wouldn't want it.
Well, it's not necessarily a phone in and of itself. It's more of an extension of one. So I think it's not a phone. It's more of a accessory to a phone.
It's more of a banana that someone jammed electronics into.
So don't, please don't eat it. The phone will have Bluetooth connectivity and will connect to any smartphone you may have. So you can redirect your phone calls to a banana.
Who asked for this?
I don't know if anyone asked for it. That's what most of these things come to pass. Is you're like, oh, you know what I really need is a banana phone. Based on that, you know, you're like, you know what, I got this important call. I got to take this on the banana phone.
Hold up, let me grab my banana. You got a little banana holster next, you know, on your pouch, your side. You're in an important business meeting. You whip out your banana
phone, and then like
you heard of Apple. I bet you haven't heard of banana.
Hold on, I got to take this call. It's very important. Oh my god, this guy is insane. The campaign is still going on and has raised around 63% of its funds needed, retailing at about $40 a banana phone. I think that's a pretty reasonable price for something that's so, you know...
Is that even reasonable?
Conversation starting.
Because won't the banana go rotten?
It's not a real banana.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Did you really think
it was? I really thought it was.
Organic banana?
I thought, in my brain, here's what happened.
Okay.
In my brain, someone took one of those, like, pay-as-you-go... phones, and they just like broke them apart and jammed the electronics in a Chiquita banana, and they're trying to sell it.
Oh, that's bananular. Wow, no, that's not how it works at all. No, it's okay. It's just like it's a plastic.
It
looks like a banana you'd find in like one of those wax fruit bowls.
Oh, okay.
With like one button, I think, on it or whatever.
It's not as fun.
No. But it is a little more practical.
Yeah, it is. Instead of your phone going rotten after a week.
On top of all that, the creators say that 1% of all sales they get will go to Gearing Up for Gorillas, a UK charity which helps gorillas in Virunga National Park, the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
What is it? What does it mean? Why gearing up? Are you weaponizing gorillas?
It's saving up enough money so that they can give phones to gorillas in need.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, because they can't communicate properly.
They sure can. They need to be geared up. Let me tell you what.
Amy, good gorilla.
All right, let's move swiftly onward, Daniel.
Okay.
This one's a little bit long, but this one's weird. Maybe not in a conventional sense, but in the lengths that people will go, people are gross. Let me just preface it with that. Plastic surgery addict dubbed the human Ken doll is in India for controversial plastic surgery on his eyeballs, despite the risk he could go blind. Rodrigo Alves, 33, has already spent $514,000 on more than 150 body-changing operations and procedures, including liposuction, six-pack implants, and Botox fillers. Let me tell you something. This person is a beast. This person is a gross-looking monstrosity. I have no idea. They clearly have a mental disorder, though. They look disgusting.
Not like a Ken doll?
Like, exactly too much like a Ken doll. Like, gross, weird proportions. They're, like, puffy and shiny and...
Did they, like, buff out his crotch region so it's just hard plastic? It's just a bulge, but there's nothing there.
I'm pretty
there.
Sure most of this guy is hard plastic at this point. But the TV presenter has this week traveled to New Delhi for a pioneering operation to change the color of his eyes from brown to icy gray.
Ooh. Why doesn't he just get contacts?
Well, he does. Let me tell you. Okay. I got plenty on this.
Okay. I shouldn't skip around.
You shouldn't, and you should shut your mouth. Brazilian-born Rodrigo from London will pay surgeons to cut a 2.8-millimeter slit in his eyeball and slot in an artificial iris next week.
God.
The eccentric surgery fan has been forced to travel to New Delhi because it is one of the few places in the world to perform the risky $10,000 operation. Yeah, I know. He hopes the operation will replace the hand-painted, $650-at-a-time contact lenses he's been wearing for nearly 20 years. Hand-painted, custom-made contact lenses that he pays $650 for each pair.
Wait a minute. You said he's been wearing these contacts for 20 years?
Yes.
And he's 33?
Yes. He's been into all this stuff since 13.
Wow.
There's a lot more to this that I ended up cutting out and not talking about, but basically he's had this obsession since he was 13 years old. And only recently, you know, until he became adult, couldn't really do anything about it. But
right.
Yeah, he's got... Someone hurt him. Someone hurt this man.
Down the line, he was hurt bad.
Eye color changing cosmetic implants have only been possible in the last few years. The procedure is not illegal in the UK, but eye surgeons strongly recommend it isn't done on healthy eyes due to potential risk like glaucoma and blindness.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's enough for me.
Yeah.
That would be enough to not do it.
I'm good.
But, I mean, there's a quote from the guy. I'm hoping to achieve 100% self-fulfillment. After all the 57 surgeries I have had to date, having my eye color changed next week will be the icing on the top of the cake.
That would be the time now. Poetic irony now would be him going blind.
Yeah, and not being able to see all the changes.
Yeah.
That would
and
be.
And they're like, it was a success, but you can't see it. It's like the dude, you know, in the end of the Twilight Zone where he's like, you know, I have all this time now. And he breaks his glasses. Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Spoilers. Wait a minute. I haven't seen it. It's only, what, 50 years? Okay, so... He goes on to say, I won't have to hide myself behind colored lenses anymore. You know, just behind the layers of plastic you're covered in. I don't really get that mindset.
I don't either.
He's at a place with his mind, he's thinking he's hiding behind what he actually looks like. He's trying to get his inner self out. Except his inner self, if he has succeeded,
mm-hmm.
if he looks in the mirror and says, yes, this is what I want to look like. Something is very wrong. He looks like a gross, gross monstrosity. He looks repulsive. It makes me want to gag looking at this gross human being. Yuck. Rodrigo first went under the knife in 2004 after struggling with the way he looked since childhood. His long list of surgeries include... All right, you ready? Ready? Hold on to your britches.
Okay.
$10,000 on Botox and fillers... $38,000 on 3 nose jobs, because he couldn't get it right the first two times.
Wow.
$4,000 on liposuction to his jaw. $13,000 on pec implants. He also spent $28,500 on a fake six-pack. $9,000 on fillers to his arms. $9,000 on hospital bills. $9,000 on laser lipo. $7,800 on leg lipo. And $4,000 on calf shaping.
He also indulges in twice-yearly Botox and filler top-ups and takes a cocktail of daily pills consisting of collagen tablets, anti-water retention, and hair growth tablets. He also has the skin between his, his inside lip and gum cut to make him have a wider smile, and liposuction in his legs and back, which was re-injected elsewhere in a bid to make him look younger.
Ugh.
That's why it was so long. I had to take all that time to list his surgeries. Just some of them. That's not all of them. That's not all of them, of course.
I believe that is enough insight into how a person will destroy themselves from the inside out.
This person's a real yucko. All right, if I do say so myself.
You've made that clear.
Look up this guy. If you get a chance, go look up Rodrigo Alves. Last name is spelled A-L-V-E-S. And you can probably just search for the human Ken doll. And you'll get to see what he looks like. He's an absolute, just gross monstrosity of a human being.
All right, let's take a look.
You taking a look?
Oh.
There you go. Far left in the middle there. That's the picture he looks like currently. Yes.
Oh my god.
Yeah, there you go. There's some live reactions here.
That doesn't look like Ken. That just looks like...
Actually, in the most recent picture I saw, he was even shinier.
Ugh.
So, I know you can't see it right now. You should go take a look, though. Go take a look, folks listening to this. It'll do your soul some good. Some gross.
No, it's making it cry right now.
it's real yucky.
I don't want to look... Make me close this page!
Alrighty. Anyway, let's move away from that grosso onto something a little less gross.
Well, I mean, you're taking a chance by assuming that I don't have something gross.
Well, I take the chance that's in my pants.
Take a chance. Good. Well, the next story that I have is not. I mean, it's not necessarily disgusting. It all depends on your. Where you stand, I'll explain further. But it is definitely interesting.
Good.
There's a lot of
anything
weird
less
additions.
And you're fired.
Oh well, I don't get paid anything, so
also
really
I
you'd
don't
be doing me
you.
A favor. So. Yeah, that's true. Also, unless we could just fire each other.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
Thank goodness. Oh. We'll never have to do this again.
We found a loophole in the system. An ex-deputy mayor of New Jersey has decided to return to the burlesque stage one last time for charity.
Oh, yeah?
That alone is an interesting thought.
That is.
An ex-deputy mayor doing burlesque.
Man or woman?
A woman.
Okay.
What's more is that this individual, Leona Beldini, hasn't done burlesque as her alter ego, Hope Diamond, in over 40 years.
Wow.
So she's in the low 80s.
Oh, about right to say, now. How old is she? My goodness.
So this 80-ish-year-old woman says she won't be dancing 3 months after knee surgery, but she can, quote, still strut a little bit. She won't be stripping either, although she may take off a glove.
Oh, you harlot.
So, yeah, that's interesting in and of itself. Huh. So an 80-year-old woman's going to do a burlesque show for charity.
Yeah, and she's a former mayor.
She's a former deputy mayor.
Deputy mayor, yeah.
What's more interesting is that during her time as deputy mayor under Mayor Jeremiah Healy in 2009, she was arrested and convicted of bribery. And she went to jail in 2012 and was released in 2014.
Huh, so 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
She went to jail as an elderly woman.
Uh-huh. And did she practice her routine there?
I can only hope so.
But not as her alter ego, of course. She was waiting to get out of
as the Hope Diamond.
Jail, yeah. As the Hope Diamond, yes.
Yes. But now she's raising money for Jersey City's Kennedy Dancers Company. It's very weird.
Yeah, I mean, you don't see that very often, and I think there's some sort of... I'm wondering who's going to go. I mean, what's your target audience? Maybe it's older folks. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's the older crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe people just very supportive.
They're like, we got to give to this charity. Let's have this 80-year-old woman... Do a weird
shake her wrinkles on us.
do a bit of a tease.
Ooh.
Take
She's going
to
take that
off.
Glove off, and I am going to go straight to the moon, if you know what I mean.
Bang
My horn will pierce the sky.
Yeah.
That's a bit yucky. Anyway, good on her, though. You know what?
It is. It's like, I'm conflicted, because I'm like, that's kind of weird, but at the same time, like, that's cool that she's doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, don't. She doesn't let her dreams be dreams. All right, she achieves the impossible
as soon as she got out of jail.
Yep, the day she got out,
she's like, you know, I'm going back to the dancing stage, make a little extra dosh.
Yep, put a little some ones in her granny panty.
Yep, that's right.
Stick some coins in all the folds. Oh. All right, moving on. Let's go to a bit. This is the last one this week, right?
Yep.
This is. One of my favorites we've had in a while.
Good.
A bit of a gun scare at a college in New York. And maybe wasn't quite what it seemed. Colgate University went on lockdown, and students were ordered to shelter in place for 4 hours Monday night when police investigated reports of a gunman on the upstate New York campus.
Uh-oh.
That's serious stuff.
Yeah, you don't mess around with that.
No, that's scary. But the threat, air quotes, turned out to be a student using a glue gun for an art project.
Oh, man.
How many times has that happened to you?
A glue gun?
Yeah, a glue gun. Which looks so much like a real gun.
It's the most not gun-looking gun that there is.
It is only a gun by technicality. Where it has a squeeze button where a trigger may be. Yeah, it might be.
Yeah. What's next? A cocking, like a cock gun?
Oh, yeah. They'll fill you with cock. The campus lockdown occurred after reports that someone had entered the O'Connor Campus Center while carrying what witnesses believed was a weapon, said a statement from university spokesman Daniel DeVries. The precautions on the campus of the private liberal arts college took place on the same day that an attacker armed with a hunting knife stabbed 4 people, killing 1 on the Austin campus of the University of Texas. So there was an incident that day. So people may be a little on edge and, you know, there's attackers everywhere and...
That was on an Austin, Texas campus?
Yeah, that was. So something actually happened there.
Not, where is this campus?
New York.
Oh, okay.
This is Colgate University.
Okay.
Police arrested a student over the attack, but some Colgate students expressed concerns about suspected overreactions to the incident on their campus because the student with the glue gun is African American.
Uh-oh. Oh. Playing the race card now.
Yeah, just because the dude wants to make, a collage or something. He's got that hot glue gun. He's a criminal now.
Come on, guys.
Come on.
I thought we were past this.
I guess not.
With the crafts.
You know what? Anyone can craft, okay? Anyone. And they can glue gun to their heart's delight. I don't care what color, what creed, what... smell you have.
Nationality?
What? Yeah.
What,
I'm trying
smell?
To, I don't know. I was trying to come up with that. You know, gender. There's one.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter who you are. You can craft an art.
You want to make a macaroni picture?
You macaroni? Hey, I made you a macaroni picture. As police scoured buildings at Colgate, a university of 2,900 undergraduates, located in Hamilton, about 40 miles from Syracuse, students said rumors spread that there were 2 gunmen and 1 had committed suicide. None of which was true at all.
I'll do it, man! Puts a gun, glue gun up to his
head. Glue gun and just melts it onto his cheek or onto his temple.
Don't do it!
It's gonna get real hot right here.
Oh,
oh God. People are idiots. shortly after early reports about sightings concerning a weapon at Colgate around 8 p.m., and university administrators tweeted at, like, you know, all good news is transferred through tweet.
Well, that's how our president likes to do it.
Hey, that's not a good example.
Topical.
Quote, there is an armed person at the co-op. Find a safe space and remain indoors. If you are off campus, stay away. The co-op, by the way, is a dining hall on the campus.
Oh, okay, good.
After thorough investigation and with the assistance of the person in question, law enforcement, they were like, hey guys, you looking for me? It's a glue gun.
I have a glue gun.
He's got a gun!
I can see the macaroni!
Yeah, so after all that hoot and hollering, law enforcement identified the individual as a student who was using a glue gun for an art project, confirmed a misunderstanding, and released the campus from lockdown, said a Colgate statement.
That's good.
That's a bit of a mistake.
Yeah, I'd say. A little bit of an overreaction.
Yeah. You know.
I don't.
You know.
What? Nope.
I don't know what I want to say about it. I'm just going to say that this is some ridiculous nonsense.
I don't know. It's ridiculous, but at the same time, like it's better to be overly cautious, I suppose.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
You just have to be willing to let people laugh at you.
It's unfortunate, however, that it was an African-American student.
That's
and
true.
A completely ridiculous thing, like non-weapon.
Yeah.
Like, difficult to even be construed as a weapon.
Like, at least if maybe he had, like, a X-Acto knife.
Because
He was doing some, you know, some collages.
Yeah, like some, you do.
Yeah.
No, collages of your victims, where you carve pieces of their skin and make a artwork.
Make a flower.
Yeah, a flesh flower.
Or
you try to make a new face, you get a bunch of flesh from your victims, their face, skin, and you piece it together into a new face.
And then you get an A+ from the art teacher. She said, that's good face.
That's good job. Keep up. Great work. You're better than your macaronis.
Step up, Glenn, from your macaronis.
Great. People make some dumb mistakes, and we report on them. So there you go.
That's it.
That is going to do it for this week, folks. I hope that it has been at least satisfactory and not a waste of your time. But if it has, please submit a rebate for a full refund.
Yep.
A
rebate for a refund.
Yes, right. You can send all those concerns and angry comments to bbr@gooseshipradio.com. And please, if you could do me a favor.
Yeah.
If you could take a picture of your macaroni projects. I'm going to make a thing.
Make a macaroni.
I'm gonna make a statement here.
Okay.
I'm gonna do a neat little idea. We've had so much fun laughing at this. I'm gonna open a contest. All right, impromptu. I'm serious. I'm very serious. 100% serious about this.
Okay.
All right. Send us an email at bbr@ghostshipradio.com. That's our email.
Mm-hmm.
With an attached picture of a macaroni picture. Having something to do with the show, a reference we've made, anything to do with the show whatsoever. The best one that's submitted, and I will reach out to you, and I will ship you a Ghost Ship Radio t-shirt, free.
That's pretty cool.
Best macaroni picture gets it.
I like that.
All right? And the winner will post it on the website.
I'll get behind it.
If anyone submits anything. I'll be very disappointed. All right, it's a free t-shirt. Buy a box of macaroni, glue it to a piece of paper. It's super easy.
Everybody's got macaroni around the house.
That's right. And if you're too busy to do that, rate us on iTunes. That's good, too.
Yeah, that takes far less time.
But that doesn't get you a t-shirt. But it does give you the satisfaction.
Gives you the warm tinglies.
Yeah, that's right.
In your nethers.
But yeah, I'm serious. That contest is now open. I'm going to have it run for 2 weeks. So not next episode, but the episode following.
Okay.
We'll talk about it again. If anyone submitted anything or if we got a winner, we'll announce it then. All right, you have 2 weeks to make a beautiful macaroni picture about the show. All right? Good.
All right.
All right, folks, let me give you the spiel and the rundown at the end of the show. There's some stuff we're working on. You know all about that. There's a new Jason Hex coming out soonish, I hear. This is what I'm told. So look forward to that. There's a bunch of stuff going on. You know. You'll see. Okay? Here you go. Shut up and listen. You can find us on our website at ghostshipradio.com under the Banner Box Radio tab. You can also find the show on iTunes and all other places you get your podcasts. You can contact us directly by using the contact form on our website or by sending us an email at bbr@ghostshipradio.com. And that's all for this week.
And remember, there are enough diamonds in existence to give everyone on the planet a cupful.
Thanks for joining us. Chickity check, check, checker, you. You gonna check?
I'm gonna check. Check that box. It's marked check.
This show is part of the Ghost Ship Radio Network. For more information, go to ghostshipradio.com.